This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, nerds? Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group podcast. This is Sam. Thank you for playing my game. Thank you for joining me for game number 94. Gotta start off with a big thank you. I believe this screen name would be CJane21. CJane21. I hope I'm saying that right. Anyway, you left me a really short and sweet 5-star Apple review. I'm just gonna read it really quick. The quote is, "Love it. A lot of trivia packed into a short time frame." What I'm going for, CJane. Thank you so much for sharing the love, as these Apple and Spotify ratings really help us expand our listenership, which brings in more people to play the live game, which this month's live game, Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. Central. I broadcast it on YouTube. You send me in the answers over Facebook Messenger. It's a good time. If you don't use Facebook Messenger, you can email me too. Anyway, join the Facebook group or reach out to me by email for more information. But this isn't the live game, this is the podcast. I have three rounds for you today. Those rounds, common initials, short answer chain, and Listem. I'm going to bring Listem back. All right, let's do this. Round number one, common initials. The way common initials works is pretty simple. I got 10 items, and each of these items share a pair of common initials. Today's common initials, S-T. S-T. All right, let's do it. All right, item number one. 16 states and American Samoa took part in this event on March 5th, 2024. Item two. Born and raised in Ontario, this artist sold over 40 million copies of her third studio album, 1997's Come On Over, which is recognized by Guinness World Records as the biggest selling studio album by a female solo artist. All right, number three, this child star went on to serve as the U.S. ambassador to Ghana during the Gerald Ford presidency, as well as the U.S. ambassador to Czechoslovakia during the George H.W. Bush presidency. All right, item four, originating in 1846 and known for being the, quote, demon barber of Fleet Street, this character has been made famous across numerous literary, theatrical, and cinematic appearances. All right, number five. Alive from 1797 to 1883, in 2009, this prominent abolitionist became the first African-American woman to have a statue in the U.S. Capitol building. All right, number six. Born in Northampton in 1996, this actress appeared in all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones and made 2 appearances as Jean Grey within a popular cinematic franchise. All right, number seven. The city of Charlotte-Amalie is the capital and largest city of a U.S. territory. Name the Caribbean island that Charlotte-Amalie is on. All right, number eight, when the first pilot for this TV series was rejected by NBC, Lucille Ball stood by her belief in the series and allowed her studio to go ahead with a second pilot, which NBC did air on September 22nd, 1966. The rest is history. Anyway, name the TV series. All right, number nine. In a 1984 film, this fictional band was described by fictional filmmaker Marty DeBurgi as, quote, one of England's loudest bands. And number 10, finish the lyric to this song released by Hot Chocolate in 1975. It's just a two-word lyric. Anyway, I'm going to start it off. You finish it. The lyric goes, I believe in miracles. Where are you from, you? All right. Pause now if you need more time. I'm going to go over each of those again, and then I'm going to reveal the answer. Let's do this. Item number one. 16 states and American Samoa took part in this event on March 5th, 2024. Yes, Minnesota was one of those 16 states. So I took part in Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday. Fun fact, I know it's that was over a week ago already, but this is when I started that episode. Parent-teacher conference has slowed me down this week. All right, number one, Super Tuesday. Number two, born and raised in Ontario, this artist sold over 40 million copies of her third studio album, 1997's Come On Over, which is recognized by Guinness World Records as the biggest selling studio album by a female solo artist. Yeah, that is Shania Twain. Now, Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard soundtrack did sell more. However, that album was also credited to various artists. All right, number three. This child star went on to serve as the U.S. ambassador to Ghana during the Gerald Ford presidency, as well as the U.S. ambassador to Czechoslovakia during the George H.W. Bush presidency. I think she has a drink named after her, too. I'm talking about Shirley Temple. All right, number four. Originating in 1846 and known for being the, quote, demon barber of Fleet Street, this character has been made famous across numerous literary, theatrical, and cinematic appearances. We are talking about Sweeney Todd. All right, number five, alive from 1797 to 1883. In 2009, this prominent abolitionist became the first African-American woman to have a statue within the U.S. Capitol building. All right, that one, Sojourner Truth. All right, number six, born in Northampton in 1996, this actress appeared in all eight seasons of Game of Thrones and made two appearances as Jean Grey within a popular cinematic franchise. That popular cinematic franchise would have been X-Men. Anyway, the actress, Sophie Turner. All right, number seven, the city of Charlotte Amalie is the capital and largest city of a U.S. territory. Name the Caribbean island Charlotte Amalie is located on. So that territory would be the U.S. Virgin Islands, but specifically the specific island, St. Thomas. All right, number eight. When the first pilot for this TV series was rejected by NBC, Lucille Ball stood by her belief in the series and allowed her studio to go ahead with a second pilot, which NBC did air on September 22nd, 1966. The rest is history. Name the series. Yeah, that series, Star Trek. All right, number nine. In a 1984 film, this fictional band was described by fictional filmmaker Marty DeBurgi as, quote, one of England's loudest bands. That would be Spinal Tap from the film This Is Spinal Tap. And number 10, I'm going to start the lyric. You finish it with the final two words to the lyric. Finish the lyric to this song released by Hot Chocolate in 1975. I believe in miracles. Where are you from, you? All right. I believe in miracles. Where are you from, you? Sexy thing. Sexy thing. All right. There were all 10 items. Those final two albums relating to music. So if you like music trivia, don't forget to check out my Google survey in the show notes to vote for the songs to be featured in my upcoming all music trivia game I like to call the Banger to End All Bangers. This is going to be volume 3. Anyway, link in the show notes. Always a fun time. One of my favorite episodes of the year. But we got to have some audience participation to pick the songs. Otherwise, you're going to just have a bunch of 2000s emo bangers. I've already said that. I've already threatened you with that, because that's what I'd pick. All right, that was round number one. Common initials coming up. We got round number two. Short answer chain. All right, round number two, short answer chain. You know how this one works. I have 10 short answer items. These are standalone short answer items. However, each answer does partially share its name with the item immediately preceding, as well as the item immediately following, hence the chain. All right, let's do this. Item number one, one of four NHL teams whose name does not end with an S. This franchise was founded as an expansion team in 2000 within a metropolitan area that had lost its previous team in 1993. All right, number two. This 1999 film stars Will Smith, Kevin Kline, Kenneth Branagh, and Selma Hayek. All right, number three. So I'm going to start off by saying that this does link with the previous answer, but some might say it's a slightly weaker link. Whatever. I think it works. I think it works for this game. Anyway, this was the site of the coronation of Their Majesties King Charles III and Queen Camilla. All right, number four. There is something special about this 1969 rock album, which leads fans to want to come together outside the studio, often causing traffic. All right, number five, this reality show featuring five to six strangers who are all aged 18 to 24, it aired on MTV from 1995 to 2007. All right, number six, airing from 2002 to 2005, this sitcom starred television veterans John Ritter and Katie Sagal and introduced audiences to an actress who would go on to star in another sitcom for 12 total seasons from 2007 to 2019. All right, number seven, this band from Glasgow is most famous for a 1985 single, which features the lyric, "Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling down." All right, number eight. This crime drama aired on CBS from 2005 to 2020 and returned to Paramount Plus in 2022. Number nine, Michael Jackson released this single on his 1987 album, Bad. The song would reach new audiences in 2001 when it was covered by the rock band Alien Ant Farm. And number 10, this 1999 single by Carlos Santana featured the vocalist of a popular rock band and earned the distinction of being the U.S. Billboard Hot 100's final number one hit of the 20th century, as well as its first number one hit of the 21st century. All right, pause now if you need more time. Let's go over those again and let's go over those answers. All right, number one, one of four NHL teams whose name does not end with an S. This franchise was founded as an expansion team in 2000 within a metropolitan area that had lost its previous team in 1993. Yeah, so there are four NHL teams whose name does not end with an S. You got the Colorado Avalanche, you have the Tampa Bay Lightning, you have the Seattle Kraken, you also have my home team, the Minnesota Wild. The Minnesota Wild. So yes, the answer is Minnesota Wild. All right, number two. This 1999 film stars Will Smith, Kevin Kline, Kenneth Branagh, and Selma Hayek. Yeah, that film, I remember seeing that in the theaters as a probably middle schooler. Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West connecting with the Minnesota Wild. All right, number three. Again, this is a slightly weaker link, but I think it works. Anyway, this was the site of the coronation of Their Majesties King Charles III and Queen Camilla. That would be Westminster Abbey. I'm going to say that connects with Wild Wild West. All right, number four, there is something special about this 1969 rock album, which leads fans to want to come together outside the studio, often causing traffic. I have definitely caused traffic outside of this studio. That is Abbey Road. Did you like how I made a reference to something as well as come together in that clue? All right, number five. This reality show featuring five to six strangers aged 18 to 24 aired on MTV from 1995 to 2007. Yeah, I kind of remember this one. I was a little young, but that was Road Rules. Road Rules connecting with Abbey Road. All right, number six. Airing from 2002 to 2005, this sitcom starred television veterans John Ritter and Katie Sagal and introduced audiences to an actress who would go on to star in another sitcom for 12 total seasons from 2007 to 2019. Aren't that other sitcom? That was a reference to Big Bang Theory. Anyway, the show I'm talking about, Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. Eight Simple Rules connecting with Road Rules. All right, number seven. This band from Glasgow is most famous for a 1985 single, which features the lyric, "Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling down." Such a banger. Would be a great one for the banger to end all bangers. Anyway, that is Simple Minds. Simple Minds connecting with Eight Simple Rules. That song, of course, Don't You Forget About Me. But yeah, Simple Minds, the band. All right, number eight. This crime drama aired on CBS from 2005 to 2020 and returned to Paramount Plus in 2022. Yeah, that is Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds linking with Simple Minds. All right, number nine. Michael Jackson released this single on his 1987 album, Bad. The song would reach new audiences in 2001 when it was covered by the rock band Alien Ant Farm. Another banger. That is Smooth Criminal. Smooth Criminal connecting with Criminal Minds. And then number 10, this 1999 single by Carlos Santana featured the vocalist of a popular rock band and earned the distinction of being the U.S. Billboard Hot 100's final number one hit of the 20th century, as well as its first number one hit of the 21st. Yeah, I am talking about Smooth, which would have featured Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. All right, that was round number two. Short answer chain, we got one more for you. Round number three, list 'em. All right, round number three, list 'em. I explained a couple of weeks ago, I've been kind of holding out on the podcast audience because I've been playing list 'em during the live game. But I've wondered if it translates well to a podcast audience, considering you're gonna have to press pause. So have your pause button ready. Whatever. Anyway, the way that List'em works, and you can play it the way I play it with the live game, or you can play it your own way. But this is how I play it with the live game, and if you want to make an alteration, feel free. Anyway, I have two lists. You have to choose one of those lists and identify five correct answers on that list. So pick the list that you feel you would be able to make some better guesses for. So you choose one of my lists, you identify five correct answers. To identify those five correct answers, you can make seven guesses in any order, and you'll be awarded 2 points for each correct answer. My lists for today. Your first option, the first list you can pick from, would be try to identify the top five from the top 30 oil-producing countries in 2023 based on sales. That's according to a 2023 article by Yahoo Finance. Or, if oil isn't your cup of tea, list number two, the top five from the leading car brands in the United States based on sales. That list is from Statista 2022. So pick a list or pick both if you want. You're playing at home, but if you're playing the live game, I would make you pick one. Either pick the top five oil-producing countries in 2023 based on sales, or pick the top five leading car brands in the United States based on sales, based on a 2022 list. Again, you have seven guesses to identify five correct answers. You get 2 points for each one. All right, pause now if you need to think about it a little bit, because I'm going to reveal those answers. All right, list one, the top five oil-producing countries in 2023, according to Yahoo Finance. Number five, with over 4,500,000 barrels a day, Iraq. Number four, with over 5,500,000 barrels a day, Canada. Number three, with over 11,200,000 barrels a day, Russia. Number two, with over 12,100,000 barrels a day, Saudi Arabia. And then number one, with over 17,700,000 barrels a day, the United States of America. So Iraq, Canada, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the USA. Just outside the top five, but still in the top 10. So you don't get points for these, but you can pat yourself on the back. Number six would be China. Number seven would be the United Arab Emirates. Number eight, Iran. Number nine, Brazil. And number 10, Kuwait. All right, list number two, the top five leading car brands in the United States based on sales. All right, number five, over 700,000 in a year, Hyundai. Number four, nearly 900,000 in a year, Honda. Number three, 1,500,000 and more in a year, Chevrolet. Number two, over 1,700,000 in a year, Toyota. And number one, narrowly beating out Toyota, over 1,700,000 in a year as well, Ford. So Ford, Toyota, Chevy, Honda, and Hyundai. Again, just outside the top five, these don't count, but you can give yourself a pat on the back. Number six would be Jeep, seven Nissan, eight Kia, nine Subaru, and 10 would be Ram. So there you have it. Number three, list them. Hope you enjoyed that one. Hope the pause button wasn't too annoying. Anyway, that is all I have for today. Just a reminder, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. Really helps me out as I seek to grow this show. I'd love to maybe this summer be able to justify doing two episodes a week. We'll see. Right now, I don't think I have quite enough listens to justify that. But, you know, if I got some more, I would be glad to expand this to twice a week. And then, yeah, give me a follow on social media at Pub Trivia Group. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those linked in the show notes. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this week. You're all too kind. I appreciate you all. Anyway, that's all I have. I'll see you next week. Peace out. Pod on, you nerds.